stress, fear, depression, spiritual warfare. Are you weighted down? Do you need refreshing? Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the Warriors for Christ podcast, where we seek to uplift, edify, and encourage you to be light and salt in a dark and tasteless world with your host, Kyle.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Warriors for Christ podcast. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Sam.
And we are delighted that you, our audience, are out there listening to the show. Brother Sam, what does the Lord put on your heart for us to get into in this episode?
Kyle, in today's episode, we're going to continue, well, not really continue, we're going to continue doing a podcast. You know, this is
Lord willing, right?
But we're going to look at where God says all souls are mine. All souls are his. Kyle, that means God gets to decide what he's going to do with the souls.
That's right. An owner has the right and title.
Kyle, there's some souls that are going to live eternally. There's some souls that are going to die eternally.
That's right.
And God speaks very clearly on this topic. Book of Ezekiel. We're going to look at the book of Ezekiel and see what God says with respect to all souls being his.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time together. We thank you, Lord, for the truth of your word. We thank you, Lord, that the audience is out there listening. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you remove any and all distractions from them. Allow them to have this time set aside to be able to open their Bible and follow along, to be able to listen to the full truth of your message. Father, we pray that you defend their minds from the attacks of the world, from beyond distractions, Father, that you allow their eyes to be opened and their ears to be clear and hearing. Father, give them ears to hear. Father, we pray that if there are believers out there listening in, Lord, that they can share this with their friends, that those friends might become followers of the one and only Christ. Father, we pray that this show edifies them and encourages them and builds them up. And we pray that your kingdom is grown from this work, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Ezekiel, what chapter, sir?
Well, so I want to read a few verses from chapter 18, but I'm going to go back and do a recap. But here's the passage that really just stuck with me that I wanted to talk about. And it shows up in chapter 18, verse 4. Just reading verse 4, Kyle, what does that say?
Behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father as well as the soul of the Son is mine. The soul who sins will die.
The soul who sins will die. Think about that. All souls are God's. But the soul of the one who sins will die. You know, Kyle, this is very similar to the episode we just did earlier, the one about being free.
Yep.
Are you free? Well, here, all souls are God's. The soul of the one who sins will die.
You know, it's his choice, too.
It is. So, looking back in Ezekiel chapter 3, God sends him, and this is the whole message, the theme of the message that God once spoken. Kyle, not only earlier in 18 does he say about the soul who sins will die, but Kyle, God doesn't want anybody to die.
That's right.
So let's just focus on that positive aspect.
Yep.
In chapter 18, the last verse of chapter 18, verse 32,
for I have no pleasure in the death of anyone who dies, declares the Lord God. Therefore, repent and live.
Repent and live. Now, a lot of people have probably heard that message. You know, if you listen to the message of John the Baptist and Christ, over and over and over, Jesus came preaching repentance for the forgiveness of sins. A lot of people don't know what it means to truly repent in the eyes of God. Now, we did like a 6-part episode on repentance and what true repentance is. We went through each of those, looking at Old Testament, looking at New Testament. Kyle, Does it surprise you that the message is consistent on that?
No, it does not.
No, it doesn't. So here, God wants people to live. And that's why he sends Ezekiel to the people. Mm-hmm. Now, back in Ezekiel chapter 3, God wants to warn the people. Because we just read, does God want the people to die?
He does not.
No, he doesn't. So because God's such a loving God, what did he do with Ezekiel in chapter 3, verse 17?
Verse 17, Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me.
A warning. You see, Kyle, much of the word of God that we had is a warning. God doesn't want anybody to die. He wants them to live. So what's this message? What's this message to save the soul?
When I say to the wicked, you will surely die, and you do not warn him or speak out to warn the wicked from his wicked way, that he may live, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at your hand.
So God is sitting here, and he's warning him because a wicked man, if he doesn't turn from the way he's living, he's going to die in his sin. Did you catch that, everybody? He doesn't say, warn the wicked man that he has to come and believe in me so that he may find life. Kyle, did Israel believe in God?
Yeah, they did.
Did they confess?
They did.
Did they go and serve?
They did.
Did they sing songs of worship?
They did.
Did they bring offerings?
They did.
Oh, pretty much like people today that call themselves servants of God.
Mm-hmm. So-called.
But Kyle, the problem was they continued in sin.
That's right.
They even came with the blood of the lamb. And they came. And people say, oh, but you see, blood of bulls and goats can't forgive sin. Actually, that's not true. Blood of bulls and goats can forgive sin, but God requires something beyond forgiveness. He requires you to be cleansed and to have all sin removed out of your heart and to get a new heart and a new spirit. You see, forgiveness is just one part, but that you have to get the new heart and the new spirit so that you don't continue in the sins that you've been forgiven of.
Yeah, in verse 18, he warned the watchman that if you don't warn him, and he dies in his iniquity, that blood will be on your hand.
That's right.
Yet if you have warned the wicked, verse 19, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered yourself.
Remember, this is the message of how to save your soul.
That's right.
This message is consistent with the new. We've covered this in the true grace of God and will God call you righteous, the new heart, the new spirit. We've covered it when we've gone through different books. The message is everywhere in the Old and the New Testament. This is the message that you should have heard. People who speak truth proclaim these things. Those who don't know the truth. They don't accurately handle the word of God. They deceive themselves. They deceive others. Kyle, the point is you have to be able to turn from sin.
That's right.
Now, what happens if you turn from sin and you became a righteous man, but then go backwards in verse 20?
Again, when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I place an obstacle before him and he will die, since you have not warned him, he shall die in his sin, and his righteous deeds, which he has done, shall not be remembered. But his blood I will require at your hand. However, if you have warned the righteous man that the righteous should not sin and he does not sin.
Oh, hang on. Riley, or I mean, I say Riley, that's my son. Why did I say Riley? Kyle? I'm thinking because I talk to my boys about God a lot too. So Kyle, hear the righteous man. It says that a righteous man should not do what?
Should not sin.
Should not sin. And if he does not what? If he does not sin, then he shall surely what?
I'm sorry, what were we back in verse 19 or 20?
Oh, yeah,
19,
it's still in verse
20?
21. I haven't, yeah, verse 21 still.
Yeah, sorry, I was sitting there looking at you with like total, I don't know which verse you were in.
So what I'm trying to point out here is a lot of people don't understand how God defines a righteous man and what it means to repent. You see, a righteous man doesn't sin. if you warn the righteous man that a righteous man should not sin, and people say, well, of course we shouldn't sin, but that's not possible. I'm like, well, that's because you haven't come into the impossible work that God does.
That's right.
Kyle, what's the only way for the righteous man to live?
If
he does not sin.
He shall surely live because he took warning, and you have delivered yourself.
That's right.
You pastors that are out there listening, and believe me, we know you do, then you have to be a watchman. A watchman stops the sinners from sinning and keeps the righteous righteous. If you don't keep warning them, you will be held accountable.
That's right. Now, chapter 18. Back to chapter 18.
Ezekiel 18.
So we already read, and we'll read it again here in verse 4. Who owns the souls, Kyle?
Behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father, as well as the soul of the Son, is mine. The soul who sins will die.
The soul who sins will die. But then he talks about a righteous man in verse 5.
But if a man is righteous and practices justice and righteousness, and does not eat at the mountain shrines, or lift up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, or defile his neighbor's wife, or approach a woman during her menstrual period. If a man does not oppress anyone, but restores to the debtor his pledge, does not commit robbery, but gives his bread to the hungry and covers the naked with clothing. If he does not lend money on interest or take increase, if he keeps his hand from iniquity and executes true justice between man and man, if he walks in my statutes and my ordinances so as to deal faithfully, he is righteous and will surely live, declares the Lord God.
So, Kyle, how did it define a righteous man back in verse 5? A man is righteous if he does what?
He practices righteousness and justice.
A man is righteous if he practices justice and if he practices righteousness.
Correct.
If a person cannot practice that, but they struggle with sin,
wicked,
they are not a righteous man. Now, he gives different examples of the different sins that they struggle with during the day. But really what it comes down to in verse 8, the righteous man keeps his hand from sin.
That's right.
So that he only executes true justice between a man and a man. It's kind of like what it means to love your neighbor as yourself.
That's
right. We did
an
episode on that, love the greatest commandment. You don't sin against them anymore. Consistent here. He says, if that man can do those things and he can keep my statutes and my ways, then he is righteous. And that's how God defines righteous and he will live. We also did an episode on what God called you righteous, looking at Old Testament and New. But Kyle, the person that goes back and they struggle with sin, as you read through and it gives examples in verse 10 to 13, it gives example again, the same examples of the sins of the day of the time.
Yep.
But the problem is, if you continue to struggle to sin, in verse 13 it says, will he live?
He will surely be put to death.
It says he will not live. He has committed all this abomination. He will surely be put to death, just as you said.
His blood will be on his own head.
But the person who turns away will live.
That's right.
So in verse 19, what does he say again about how to escape death?
Yet you say, why should the son not bear the punishment for the father's iniquity when the son has practiced justice and righteousness and has observed all my statutes and done them? He shall surely live.
That's right. If he's practiced righteousness, and if he's practiced justice, then he will live. He goes on and talks about, and he says, it's the soul, in verse 20, the soul who sins will
die.
Ah, you see that? All souls are God's. God's telling you how to live, how to preserve your soul to life, or how to take your soul to death.
The son will not bear the punishment for the father's iniquity, nor will the father bear the punishment for the son's iniquity. The righteousness of the righteous will be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked will be upon himself.
Now, you who are listening, it's really important to know, is your soul going to live or your soul's going to die? Do you understand what it means to have the righteousness upon the righteous or the wickedness upon the wicked?
Now, you're probably sitting there going, okay, maybe it's somehow it's the righteousness of Christ or this or that, or you probably don't know because you probably haven't been taught. Well, God's going to tell us. You want to know what it means to have the righteous upon the righteous and the wicked upon the wicked? Well, verse 21.
But if the wicked man turns from all his sins.
Oh, you mean to repent is we have to turn from all of our sins?
From all of them.
Kyle, if I'm still confessing my sins every night and I struggle with sins and I don't want to do it.
Slave.
But even though I don't want to do it, Kyle.
That's a slave.
That's right, because the problem is there's no power with the desire to turn. There's a problem with the person's faith that they came to God in. They didn't believe. So if he turns from all of his sins and he practices what?
And practices justice and righteousness, he shall surely live. He shall not die.
Ah, and is God willing to not remember any of his sins anymore?
All his transgressions which he has committed will not be remembered against him.
Do you notice it's past tense, all the sins which he had committed? Because you're going to find out later if the righteous man turns back and struggles with sin again.
Trouble.
Then he's going to be accused of treachery.
That's right. Because of his righteousness, which he has practiced, he will live. Do I have any pleasure in the death of the wicked, declares the Lord God, rather than that he should turn from his ways and live?
There it is again. Repentance that leads to life. Do you really know what it means to repent? Not this perpetual, oh, in my mind I've repented, but in my body I'm always going to be a slave of sin. Nope, that's a lie of the devil.
But when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness, commits iniquity and does...
He commits sin. Let's figure out what happens to this person when he turns away. He used to be a righteous man.
That's right.
And he commits
sin. Turns away from his righteousness, commits iniquity, and does according to all the abominations that a wicked man does. Will he live? All his righteous deeds which he has done will not be remembered for his treachery, which he has committed, and his sin, which he has committed, for them he will die.
He's going to die for his sin because he was unable to continue as a righteous man. But Kyle, people, just as in this time and even today, they aren't going to like this message, Kyle.
Oh, that doesn't sound right, Sam.
What are they going to say in verse 25?
Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not right. Hear now, O house of Israel. Is my way not right? Is it not your ways that are not right?
Are you listening? If you don't like this message, let me just be blunt with you. It's because your way is not right before the Lord. Okay? That's why you don't like this message. If this message is resonating with you, it's because the Spirit of God speaking to your heart, or you found the right way, and your way is right.
When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness, commits sin, and dies because of it, for his sin which he has committed, he will die.
He's going to die. Kyle, God's going to judge. He's going to look at the sin in the life.
When a wicked man turns away from his wickedness, which he has committed, and practices justice and righteousness, he will save his life.
How many times have we now seen that definition of what it means to repent?
It's a lot, Sam.
Turn away from your wickedness and now practice justice and righteousness.
That's right.
You want to save your life? Okay, God has told you several ways how to save your life.
This is how
Why, to save your Kyle? Life. What does it mean as he explains it in verse 28?
Because he considered and turned away from all his transgressions which he had committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die.
But Kyle, turning away isn't to agree with God about your sin.
Huh?
It's also to become you found the power to do it.
That's right. The deeds.
All gets back to the new heart and the new spirit, Kyle.
Yep. But the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is not right. Are my ways not right, O house of Israel? Is not your ways that are not right? Who's the judge, Sam?
Therefore, God says, I will judge you, O house of Israel, each according to his deeds, now, declares Yahweh.
Now, we read that somewhere else.
Kyle, you find that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I look at Romans chapter 2.
Oh, yeah.
You know, let me just go to Romans chapter 2 real quick.
Right.
You know, Romans chapter 2 talks about the person who's a true Jew, who's truly circumcised. At the very end of Romans chapter 2, well, I find myself in Revelation.
I'm there.
Chapter 2, the last two verses, was it 28 and 29 about the, can you read that?
Yeah, for he is not a Jew who was one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who was one inwardly, and circumcision is that which is of the heart by the Spirit, not the letter, and his praise is not from men, but from God.
Kyle, the question is, have people received the new heart and the Spirit of God? That's the only way. You see, earlier it tells us that he's going to judge according to our deeds. What does it say in chapter 2, verse 5, and verse 5 through verse 8?
Yes. But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you're storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each person according to his deeds. To those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But to those who are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, wrath, and indignation.
See, a lot of people say, oh, but I do obey the truth. Oh, but I'm not stubborn and rebellious. In the eyes of who? You or God? Do you still commit sin? Well, then stop being stubborn and rebellious. You're the stubborn people he's talking about.
There will be tribulation and distress for every soul of man who does evil.
That's right. The Jew and the Gentile, it doesn't matter. But Kyle, who are those that are going to be justified before God in verse 13?
For it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified.
Kyle, it's so clear. It's just people don't understand the full truth. Now, you want to know more about that? We did a whole episode on Romans chapter 2. You can go listen to it. We did a whole episode on the whole book.
Yep.
Learning more about the full comprehensive truth of the Word of God is going to get you the truth that can set you free.
Don't be fooled, people, by the soft messages you're hearing every Sunday from these liars that don't preach against sin.
Yep, that's right. Back to Ezekiel chapter 18. What verse were we in?
18, let me get there. We were near the end. He considered and turned away from his transgressions. He shall surely live. He shall not die. That was in verse 28.
Okay. And again, people continue to say, and I think we read that one, right? Verse 29.
Yep.
It was verse 30. He's going to judge you according to your deeds.
That's right.
So he tells you what you have to do. Listen, here's what it comes down. Here's the bottom line of the message. There's only one way to be free from sin, to be the person, the righteous man, who can now practice righteousness and justice and truly be freed from sin. Kyle, what is it in verse 31?
Cast away from you all your transgressions.
All of them.
Which you have committed, and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone who dies, declares the Lord God. Therefore, repent and live.
Repent and live. Kyle, you see how clear that message is?
Clear as the face in front of me.
That's right. Kind of like, do you properly look in the mirror and remember who you are? We did an episode on that recently. People just have to understand they have to be able to repent and live. You know, the same message is basically repeated again in chapter 33. I'm not going to go through and read it. It's pretty much the same identical message. But this is the truth, and most people don't understand what this means. Father, I pray today that those who are listening, that they're going to be convicted. And they realize, oh God, that you hold in your hand the power of each and every each person's soul. Some of those souls are going to eternally die. Some of them are going to eternally live. You determine the fate of each person's soul. But you're a loving God. You've told us in advance. The question is, are we going to believe? Are we going to accept the message? Or are we going to be obstinate and stubborn and say, no, 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 that's not what my pastor says. No, 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 that's not how I was taught. Oh, Father, I pray that people aren't so foolish, but they realize your word of God has spoken. They now have a decision they have to make. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you enjoyed the program, consider subscribing and sharing with your friends. Thanks for listening.